It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi, welcome to Border Crossings. Welcome to Friday. I'm Larry London, and if you would like to join the show, call 202-619-2077. That's our studio number for requests and dedications, 202-619-2077. Salam Ahmed requested this song to get us started today for the Friday show. This is Adam Levine and Maroon 5. Put a little sugar on it.
Sugar sweet, don't let nobody touch it unless that somebody's me. I gotta be a man, there ain't no other way. Cause girl, you're hotter than a Southern California day. I don't wanna play no games, you don't gotta be afraid. Don't give me all that shy no makeup on, that's my sugar.
Sings, you've got Maroon 5 with a little sugar from the album 5, and Salam Ahmed requested that song. Maroon 5 still in negotiations to be the halftime entertainment at the upcoming Super Bowl in February, which is in California. And last year's Super Bowl with Katy Perry set a record for viewership. 121 million people caught Katy Perry's halftime performance. So we shall see if Maroon 5 end up, in fact, being the halftime entertainment at the Super Bowl, the big football game. Speaking of Maroon 5, they have been teasing an upcoming tour. which has not been officially announced yet. But they say, and they've said this on social media, we will be touring next September and October in North America, and we'll be going out on tour with Tove Lo, Our City, and Phases. So they've kind of teased that a little bit. I know that, in fact, they are performing in various places throughout Asia in the near future. And Adam Levine continues to be one of the coaches on The Voice. I'm Larry London. Thanks for joining us. The phone lines are open 202-619-2077 for your calls. 202-619-2077. You can email bordercrossings@voa.gov. Go to twitter.com, send a tweet to BCVOA, or facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Brian Cabasso's with us in Zambia. He's on our Facebook page. Abu Bakar Adam checked in from Nigeria on our Facebook page. Saidu Muhammad Ali and Ahmed Moore are both with us on facebook.com/VOA Larry London, along with Thomas Tay, Medin Seleshi, Mary Buckman, who is trying to get us in Ghana on 98.1 FM and has raised the question, why is Border Crossings not airing on 98.1 FM in Ghana? I'm not really sure. It might be related to the time change. Over the weekend, we kind of moved our clocks back for fall, for daylight savings time, but maybe that change affected our schedule in some way. So we're looking into it. But Mary, if you're hearing me say this, thank you for letting us know, and we're looking into it. If not, hopefully we'll be back on with Ghana very soon. Derek Z. Carter is tuned in. And also heard from Michael Yadego and Teferi, who listens to Shegar FM in Ethiopia. Haley Kabebu is also tuned in Ethiopia to Shegar FM. And Ananya Tishome is tuned in, too. So hello, everybody, on Facebook. Welcome to the program. I put a whole bunch of fun stuff on my Facebook page, including something very funny. At least I find it funny. A lot of people find it funny. It's been viewed by several thousand already. It's three sumo wrestlers racing on a track field. And this is, you know, not in the sumo costume. These are actual Japanese sumo wrestlers running a race against each other on a track field. Now, it's one of the few sports in the world where they actually want you to be overweight. And the larger you get, the more you eat, the more competitive you become. Unlike most sports, where you can't be out of shape and overweight to compete. In sumo, you can. I also put, as I mentioned yesterday on the show, a samurai who cuts a baseball in half with his sword. And the, I mean, you know, that on the surface, that sounds pretty easy to do. Anybody can cut a baseball in half with a sword. But not when it's coming at you at 100 miles per hour, which is what Major League Baseball players have to face. And I also put another video that is 10 men you won't believe exist, including a guy somewhere in, I think it is Europe, somewhere in Europe, who hasn't bathed in 30 years or something, hasn't taken a bath in many, many, many years. So 10 men you won't believe exist. Check these out. They're on facebook.com/VOA Larry London. If nothing else, you'll probably get a laugh out of the sumo race and probably go, oh my gosh, when you watch the 10 men you won't believe exist. All right, coming up next, here is a song request from King, who does exist, and he exists in Nigeria. And he asked me to play this song from a California band out of San Francisco, California, that started in 1967. They were inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1993. And here's the interesting thing that I find very disturbing. The New York Post reported in 2011 that Sly Stone is homeless. And he lives in his van, and this was reported to the Post by a family who allow him to come to their house to eat and to bathe, and otherwise he's parked in a van near a park, and that's where he lives. And a guy who sold millions of records. What a sad story. Okay, here they are, Sly and the Family Stone, and this song is called Thank You. Thank you for listening to Border Crossings. If you're in Nigeria or anywhere else on the planet and you're tuned in to our musical request journey, we welcome you. Shaking.
On VOA 1's Border Crossings.
I'm sorry for you, babe. Let's find the light inside. back. Go ahead and tug it.
Sings Ariana Grande and a brand new song called Focus. That's the first song off her brand new album, Moonlight. She doesn't have a release date for the brand new album. The new song just came out a week ago, and she said this song is different than every other song on the album. That's why she decided to release it first. It doesn't sound like anything else on the album, Focus. And the video for that, she has a platinum blonde wig. So if you want to see a completely different Ariana Grande, check out the video for Focus. That's a request from Yabisra Balete, who's tuned in to Border Crossings. Now, Ariana Grande is currently in negotiations for the next tour. She just finished the honeymoon tour, and the new album will be coming out sometime in the next few months. So there's going to obviously be a tour, as there always is when you put out a new album. The next tour she's talking about possibly teaming up with Justin Bieber. Wouldn't that be a great show? Ariana Grande and Justin Bieber together on the same tour. But Yabisra Balete requested that song. Thank you for listening to Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. We welcome Annalie Vidal, Rhea Lorvin, Brian Cabasso, Meskrem Fatene, and El Falal, Falalu Babada, Moses Mwila, and Ahmed Moore. Tiggist Samuel is with us. Lots of folks tuning in and joining us and mentioning things on Facebook. Daniel Dofwa, Kevin is with us as well. Anbang Ibrahim has just joined us as well. So everybody's on Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Love to hear from you, too. Okay, here's a request from Ghana, and we're hopefully being heard in Ghana. So as we play this song for Anbang Ibrahim, you can hear the song that you requested sometime about a week ago. This is UB40, and the song is Higher Ground on Border Crossings.
Every hour, every day I'm learning more. The more I learn, the less I know about before. The less I know, the more I want to look around. Digging deep for clues on higher ground. Moon and stars, it will fly. Earth and trees beneath the light. The wind blows fragrant lullaby to cool the night for you and I. On the wing, a bird flies free. The violet and Thames and the sea. The flower waits for honeybee. The sunrise waits for life in me. Every hour, every day, I'm learning.
kiss when my rivers run. From the fields to feast my eyes and fun. Intoxicated drinking from the loving cup of burning sun. In dreams I'll crave for baby taste. Whispered rain on weary face. Kisses sweet and warm embrace. Another time, another day. Every hour, every day. I know about people. The less I know, the more I want to look around. Digging deep for clues on the
It's Border Crossings on VOA 1.
You gotta go and get angry at all of my honesty. You know I try, but I don't do too well with apologies. I hope I don't run out of time, cause someone call a referee. Cause I just need one more shot, have forgiveness. I know you know that I made those mistakes maybe once or twice. And by once or twice, I mean maybe a couple of hundred times. So let me, oh let me redeem or redeem on myself tonight. Cause I just need one more shot, second chance. Yeah. Is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Single piece of the blame if you want me to. But you know that there is no innocent one in this game for two. I go, and then you go out and spill the truth. Can we both say the words and forget this?
too late now to say sorry, 'cause I'm missing more than just your body. Oh, is it too late now to say sorry? Yeah, I know that I let you down. Is it too late to say I'm sorry now? I'm not just trying to get you back on.
Crossing's Justin Bieber for the Bleebers all around the world. Enos in Nigeria requested that song, Sorry. That's the latest from Justin, his second single off the upcoming album called Purpose. It's been a few years since Justin put out a new album. He won 5 MTV Euro Awards and said his life and his music now has purpose. And he's excited about the new album, which, by the way, comes out a week from today on, of all days, Friday the 13th. Ooh, are you suspicious? It comes out next Friday, and he's excited about it, and his fans are excited about it. In fact, he's featured on the cover of Billboard magazine in a story called The Rebirth of Justin Bieber. And he's talking openly about his feelings towards Selena Gomez, and he says it's a love that will never die. And he was asked in the interview, will you get back with Selena? And he said, you never know. So he's keeping the door open on that one. However, there's been no response from Selena on how she feels and views Justin. There's just, you know, no response. Other than this, I found this interesting. Yesterday, I went to Selena Gomez's website, and she posted a quote from Justin on her website, where he goes on to say she's a much better woman today than she was years ago. She's matured. She sounds great. And, you know, she posted this. He said, I'm sure there are songs about me on her new album, which is why I haven't listened to it yet, because the wound is still open and it's still too painful. So she put that message on her her website page, which is interesting. And Justin, in his Billboard interview, said, one thing I ask is that celebrities be treated nicer. It seems like people are very mean to young celebrities who become rich and overexposed very young, and perhaps too prematurely, too early in life. So please be nicer. That's what he asked. You know, he said he's a victim of his own circumstances, where he was making $50 million a year when he was only 18 or 19 years old. All right. Thank you, Enos. I want to say hello to Ali, Lord OG, Thomas, Yasmid, Haley, Mariam, and Yitbarek, who are all tuned in to Border Crossings today. Our phone lines remain open. We're into the second half of the show, and you can call 202-619-2077 and join us. Again, it's 202-619-2077. Some people are asking, how do I win the Now 56 CD that you're giving away? You have to send your postal mailing address this week. Next week, when we start giving away the CD on Monday, and we're doing this for a few weeks in November, not the whole month, but a few weeks, is next week I'm going to take random callers. I'm going to open up the phone lines and take callers. So put some money on your phone card. Get ready to call and play along with us starting Monday, because you just might be lucky enough to be the caller I'm looking for to win the Now 56 CD. And that starts on Monday. Today, we'll do a random drawing once again from all of our entries. And coming up, a request from Nigeria and Olatunde. So, Olatunde, here's your request. This is for a band, fans of a band called Climax. And I loved this group. This is, I believe, 80s or 90s. So it goes back a number of years. The group is Climax. And Olatunde says, happy anniversary to her husband. So happy anniversary to both of you guys. It takes two, doesn't it? This is for Nigeria, and I'd still say yes.
Crossing. It's Border Crossing with Larry London on VOA 1.
After they took I from the bottomless pit, but my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Oh, have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop at the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs. All I ever have, redemption songs. Songs of freedom, songs of freedom.
Border Crossings. And for anybody who needs redemption, there's your song. The Redemption Song, Bob Marley, a request from John. John is in Freetown, Sierra Leone, listening to our show on 92.4 FM. So, John, thank you for calling in and for letting us know that you've got us in Sierra Leone and for requesting the Redemption Song. Bob Marley still in the top five on Forbes' annual list of deceased celebrities. He's at number five with an earnings of $20 million all these years after he passed away. Number one, Michael Jackson, $140 million. Number two, Elvis, $55 million. Number three is Charles Schulz of the Peanuts. And there's a new Charlie Brown Peanuts film coming out this weekend. Charles Schulz worth $40 million, but Bob Marley, $20 million. His music and his name still earning money. And speaking of the name Bob Marley, there is a new book. It's a fiction book, which means it's a non-true book, a fiction book. And it's called A Brief History of Seven Killings. And the author, Marlon James, became the first Jamaican to win the Booker Prize in October. He was in London to receive his honor for writing this book, which is based on the attempted assassination of Bob Marley. So it's an interesting fiction book. And this particular guy, Marlon James, is a teacher. He teaches creative writing at a college here in the U.S. in Minnesota. I'm Larry London, and it's about 15 minutes to the end of the show, which means we've got 15 minutes left, and within that 15 minutes, we'll be giving away the Now 56 CD, so stay tuned for your chance to win Getachew Ayele. And I found out Getachew is Getachew. I learned something new yesterday from Peter, who works in our newsroom, and said that he's been to Ethiopia many times. So hello, Getachew Ayele. And he requested this song from country singer Chris Young, who won the Nashville Star TV contest in 2006. And this is the title track off his upcoming fifth album, his fifth new CD. And this one's called I Am Coming Over for you, Getachew, listening to Border Crossings here on The Voice of America.
Say goodbye, see you around. We turn our backs, then turn back around. We break up, we make up, and we make love. We can't seem to let go, girl, so I'm coming over.
On VOA1's Border Crossings.
Where everything happening today, you don't know whether you're coming or going, but you think that you're on your way. Life lined up on the mirror, don't blow it. Whoa, look at me when I'm talking to you. You looking at me, but I'm looking through you. I see the blood in your eyes. I see the love in disguise. I see the pain hidden in your pride. I see you're not satisfied. And I don't see nobody else. I see myself. I'm looking at the
mirror on the wall.
Whoa.
Here we are again.
Yeah.
Through my rise and fall. That they can understand the man I am. So why are we here talking to each other again?
I see the truth in your lies. I see nobody by your side. But I'm with you when you're all alone. And you correct me when I'm looking wrong. I see the guilt beneath the shame. I see your soul through your window pane. I see the scars that remain. I see Wayne, I'm looking at the
mirror on the wall. Here we are again. Through my rise and fall. You've been my only friend.
My only friend.
You told me that they can understand the man I am.
They
so
can understand.
Talking to each other again.
Wow. looking at me now, I can see my past. Damn, I look just like my fucking dad. Light it up, that's smoke and mirrors. I even look good in the broken mirror. I see my mama smile, that's a blessing. I see the change, I see the message. And no message could have been any clearer. So I'm starting with the man in the
mirror on the wall.
MJ taught me that.
Here we are again, through my rise and fall. You've been my only friend.
Take them to Mars, man.
You told me that they can understand the man I am. So why are we talking to each other again?
BP, looks like I did take him to Mars this time.
So why are we talking to each other again?
Broken Border Crossings. I was going to say Bruno Mars. Border Crossings and the voice of Bruno Mars with Lil Wayne. And that is a song that's called Mirror. A request from Sora's boy, Yadeta Tolera, who is listening to Border Crossings. Now, speaking of things hanging on the wall, the police busted into Lil Wayne's Miami home this past week and took $2 million in art that was hanging on the walls of his home, including some gold and platinum records he was received. But they took $2 million worth because he owes $2 million to a private jet company that he hasn't paid. So a Miami judge decided to seize an equivalent value of property from his home till he settles his debt. So they took $2 million worth of art, but apparently he's got something like $30 million worth of art hanging on the walls at home. So that's a teeny tiny dent. When you got $30 million taking $2 million away, just a couple blank spaces on the wall. Wow. So these guys, you know, Lil Wayne and all these guys, these nicknames, like Lil Wayne, he's called, isn't he called Wheezy? So there's Wheezy, then there's Breezy, and there's Jeezy. You can call me Cheesy. That's my nickname. Thanks for listening to Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. Time now for our CD giveaway. We've got the Now 56 CD. We're giving away the Now 56 CD has Wiz Khalifa, The Weeknd, Our City, Taylor Swift, Selena Gomez, and many more. Today's lucky listener of the day is Ahmed Khaled in Kuwait. So, yay! All right, Ahmed Khaled, you are our winner today. You, my friend, receive the Now 56 CD just for listening to Border Crossings. Enjoy it. Coming up, one last request before we close out the show, and they kick us out of the studio. This is a request from Richard O'Mara for Linkin Park and Numb on Border Crossings.
I'm
Border Crossings, and the song is called Numb. That is Linkin Park, and I thank you for making that request right here on Border Crossings. Richard O'Mara, hope you enjoyed your request. I hope you enjoyed our show, everyone, all week long. It was a pleasure being here with you this past week. Rotkong Job just wrote in from Nigeria to enter the contest for next week. It's a call-in. And Rotkong Job also made a request. I want to remind everybody that it takes 3 to 5 days to get a request played. So if we get your request today, give us 3 to 5 days to fit it into the schedule. Dana is celebrating a 5th birthday today. Ahmed Khaled, who won the CD today, text me on Facebook to let me know that Dana's 5th birthday is today. So happy birthday, Dana, and thanks for listening. Thank you, Wagner, our engineer, and thanks to Vince, our producer-director. My name is Larry London. Have a great weekend. We'll be back on Monday at 1500 Universal, and we'll be bringing you an opportunity to call in and win the Now 56 CD along with hearing all of your favorite requests. And don't forget, you can send email to bordercrossings@voa.gov, tweet to BCVOA, and you can go to Facebook.com and send us a message as well. Facebook.com/VOA Larry London, or just go to Facebook.com and then search Larry London. You'll find us that way. Have a great weekend. Catch you on Monday. This is the VOA 1 Music Network.
But you know what we need?